Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
What would happen if you didn't follow the established path? If you did the unexpected? Would you feel scared? Proud? Relieved? Could you explain that helping the people of Peru improve their own community would also have an effect on your own? Or assisting an entrepreneur in Ukraine to launch her small business, or creating a support group in Malawi for children orphaned by AIDS. What if you established your own path, one that others might follow? Would you rather make your own way, or spend your life saying, "What if?" Life is calling. How far will you go? Peace Corps. To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or go to peacecorps.gov.
Mom?
Dad, it's me.
We need to talk about sex.
I know you don't want to.
You think I'm too young.
You're afraid if we talk about sex, I'll no longer be your little muffin head.
Your pookie bear.
Your lammy lumpkins.
Your bubby chubs.
But come on, talk to me about sex. Tell me you want me to wait. Sure, it'll change our relationship.
It'll make us closer.
I know you want me to wait to have sex. So don't wait to tell me. Talk to me.
Tell me to wait.
And guess what? If you go to fourparents.gov, you can get help on how to talk with me about sex.
Look, this is important. Come on, Dad.
Let's do this, Mom. Talk to me about sex.
Tell me to wait.
And don't worry. I'll always be your little muffin head. Your ginger snap. Your pumpkin face.
Your butterbean.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and this station.
Hey folks, it's Jenny Cressman. I've worked in the field of woman abuse for almost 20 years now, and I have a challenge for you. I want to challenge you to help end violence against women. Now that may seem like a big, hairy, scary project, but if we all work together, anything's possible. All I want you to do is talk about it. That's my challenge. Whenever appropriate and safe, tell people that abuse of any kind is absolutely unacceptable. If someone says it's a woman's fault she was abused, or tells a joke that puts women down, call them on it. Stand up, speak out, and stop abuse and violence against women. Just saying that's not right is a big step towards greater equality. You can make a difference. You can help make the world a better place. Just talk about it.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
I am great. I am wonderful, I am whole, I am peace, I am here, I am strong, I'm free. Well, I'm the delight of God, I am you, I am healed, I am love, I am great, I am wonderful, I am whole, and I am free.
You were tapping on my head. Is there something that I didn't do right? Something that I need to know? Something that I need to write? You were tapping in the nighttime. You're tapping all day long. Maybe you just won't hear sweet song. Do you just want me to sing again?
Maybe
forgive again. Forgive again. Give again. Give again. Oh, maybe you just wanna hear the sweet song. Do you want me to live? To live again?
Tapping. I feel the presence, the power. Yes, right. Charles Holt. Mm-hmm. Ah, I feel it. Just Charles Holt singing what I'm feeling, what I'm sensing, what I'm going through and growing through. And I'm feeling it like never before at this moment. Talk about loving what is. loving what is. I feel it's happening. Do you want me to heal again? I guess so. You guess so? Okay. I'll try to play small here. I'll heal again. the Spirit gave me that song to play because it's right where I'm at today. And a lot of different things are happening and going on within me. And I'm just kind of letting it be. And there's a part of me like, dang, why do I have to have a show today? Why do I have to then all hang out? Can't you find somebody else? Oh, okay. Guess what I just heard? You've heard it before. I heard, why not you? That's right. Okay. I know that's right. Why not me? Mr. Life Coach, why not you? Ask Life Coach Ade. Well, answer that question. Woo! Okay, here we go. Yes, that was Charles Holt. And it's kind of hot in here. Well, maybe it's me. Maybe it's the fire of transformation. Charles Holt is the singer. That song was written by Michael Bernard Beckwith. And I think Ricky Bias as well. Tapping. And Charles Holt is a member of Agape. He's an author. He's a singer. He's an inspirer. Inspires people to see and to hear what is tapping, to hear the answer to the tap, to help you heal again. His website address is Intuitive Rebel. That's the name of his book, Intuitive Rebel, tuning in to the voice that matters. I wasn't thinking about that when I played the song. Well, because I didn't think to play the song. I was told to play the song. Yeah, that's what's happening for me. I'm being asked. My God self, my high self, my divine self, whatever name you want to call it, something that's beyond my ego, my intellect, saying, tune in to the voice that matters, because you have all these other thoughts. What should you not do? La, 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 la. Just shut it all up and tune in to the voice that matters. And I'm grateful that I'm not the only one tuning in to the voice that matters. I got some friends here, so I don't feel all exposed. Even though I feel naked, I got people surrounding me, so not everybody see me naked. I don't do anything with that imagination. Just calm down. I'm talking spiritually naked. Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you. Ooh, I'm shaking my own self at myself. Good morning to you wherever you may be at this very moment. Oh, God help me. That's right. That's a prayer. God help me, because that's the only it that can help me. That's right. Thank you for tuning in to Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and change is inspired, and you make a difference in your own life. Really, the truth is, we only
make a difference in our own lives. That's the truth. That's the ultimate truth. We, you know, even when people said, you changed my life, yes, the example of who you're being was a catalyst for them to take the step, to take the action, because it's the truth. They changed their own life because you can shine the light all you want. You can preach the gospel all you want. You can slap them around with a Quran or do whatever you want until they are ready to accept the change. Nothing gonna happen. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show. I hear a tap and I'm just like, okay, God, I feel like I'm a stage, right? This is, let me really share with you guys how I really feel right now. I feel like I'm on stage and there's no rehearsal. And the director said, get on stage because I need you. And I said, I already said yes. You know, and the director has kind of like Ellen DeGeneres, how she will play pranks on people and have like an act or something and put a, she'd be telling them what to say to somebody else. Yeah, I feel like that. That's exactly how I feel. I feel like God is about to prank me, girl, but that's my mind. That's why I get nervous, because I think I'm about to be pranked. But if we listen to God and saying all the time, when we tune into the voice that matters, we don't know what's going to happen. We just stay present to the voice that matters. And then what the voice tells us to say, share, do, be, or be quiet, we just listen. Now, people will think you're crazy, and then you say, yes, I am, because that's the only voice that matters. And the truth is, we're all crazy. We all listen to voices. We all hear voices. Only a few of us are willing to admit it. Some of us have learned to pretty up our voices. Like, well, you know, when you go, if you go to the book that was written by, what's that professor's name? Yeah, because really, you listen to voices. Stop playing. Come on. You're crazy like me. Stop front. Take that suit off. And there's some professors who said, yep, I'm crazy with my PhD and everything and my degrees and blah, blah, blah. But, you know, I'm going to show up looking crazy. I know you can have, I won't mention names, but you can imagine some who are out there, they're very vocal. Some people say, I gotta get on my nerves, but they're really bringing up stuff for us to look at. And they show up as, why can't you cut your hair? But anyway, I love that brother, and that's all I'm saying about that. Let me bring on Celeste, because I need to drink some water here, because my director said, okay, it's enough already. All right, cut. Well, not cut now. Next segment. Take two. Now, take Celeste. That's what we're taking now. Let's take Celeste. Celeste, you're live.
Are you listening to the voice? Where are you going to take me?
Oh, well, welcome to my world. I don't know.
Wow. Last show of the week is always so much fun, isn't it? You're flying solo. I mean, I'm liking it. I'm liking it, though. You're the pilot. We're all up in the air with you. You have so many people that, you know, we don't do shout-outs or anything. So, you know, I'm not going to shout out that my baby sister is on the line, Lori or Glenda. Nope, I'm not shouting out to her or Tanya or Colby or Delisha. I did not shout out to them at all today, so you can't get mad. And hey, Forsaggy, I'm not shouting out to you or guest 1574 or Lady D13. I'm not shouting out to any of you.
Glenda, or you get cut. You're
I know, right?
Glenda, so bringing another action.
Hey, did I say Delisha? I mean, I didn't shout out to her. I just want to make sure I'm clear.
Shout
I did
out.
Not
just
shout out to her.
Come on now. You know what? I feel like messing with you through this announcement. That's what I'm feeling.
Then you can stay and play. You know I'm from D.C. I'll work you out. Don't try me, man.
Okay, I'm gone. And Black Woman tells you I'll work you out, brothers. You better say, all right, sister girl, you got it. Okay, I'm gone. I'll be crying.
All right now. Hello, family.
I know y'all need to be feeling yourself because you won the Super Bowl, but anyway.
You
have no clue about that, do you?
Mm-hmm. That's Ravens. That kind of hurt, but it's okay. You know, I went to school with Baltimore.
Clip your
so
wings.
Right.
That's what I'm going to
do. So, you know what? If you don't, go ahead to the back and get yourself some tea and simmer down.
Okay.
He's right. Got my Southern waking up. He's hilarious.
It's coming.
So
I hear. I'm out.
Okay, he's gone. Maybe now I can get you guys your announcements. Wow. Hello, family. Welcome to the Ask Life Coach Today radio show. My name is Celeste Morgan, and I'll be keeping you informed of all the happenings going on with the Ask Life Coach Today radio show and lifeconversationsradio.com. You can find Aneti Professor of Life Coach Today right here from Monday through Wednesday, 12 until 2 p.m. Eastern. If you happen to miss him live, all the shows are archived. You can even subscribe on iTunes by entering Life Conversations. You don't have to go a day without Life Coach Today. Call in with your questions, thoughts, and anything you're dealing with so Life Coach Today can support you. The call-in number is 347-426-3346, and make sure you press 1. Now, if you can't call in, you can post your questions on the Ask Life Coach a Day fan like page on Facebook. Please be sure to create a new posting. We want to make sure we get to you. Now, if you don't do Facebook or you can't get on Facebook, go to lifeconversationsmedia.com. Hover on the Life Conversations Radio menu. Then you will see a drop-down menu. Click on the Ask Life Coach a Day button and fill in the email. You can also join me around 1 for Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan and Good News Wednesday. That's where I offer the energy of the day on the Ask Life Coach a Day radio show. Also, you can email Life Coach a Day any time of the day, and he will answer your questions on the air. You can even send those emails in anonymously. It will protect your anonymity. The email address is ask@lifecoachaday.com. The thing
right.
for the month.
Right. I might just say your name just to be bad. Okay, I'm out.
He's going to say my name. I know. While saying it, I say he is coming back because he's going to let me know. I'm going to let them have it. Nowadays, you can't do that if you want people to send you messages, man. I'm telling you, he will not say your name if you don't want him to, people. But,
okay,
I mean, he is a life coach. He's really great. You really want to
know. No, in all playfulness.
Yes. Did you say in all playfulness?
That's right, because that's what it's all about.
That's not the same as serious. Oh, moving on. We're going to the theme of the month now, Life Coach Today. The theme of the month of February is loving what is. Even Life Coach Today jumping all up in my announcements, all in my chi. And we have wonderful guests coming up that will help shift you one conversation at a time. Transformation expert Mimi Williams and Journey to Worthy fame, Darnella Ford, will be setting off the week of love on the Ask Life Coach a Day radio show. We also have exciting shows on the Life Conversations radio network. Be sure to join Ambassador Safira for the play experience. Have you purposefully loved and appreciated you? If not, take a trip on the playground every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern. Ancestral Blueprints with Lisa Iverson and Life Coach a Day air on the last Wednesday of the month. Learn how the unacknowledged truths in your ancestral blueprints may still be influencing your life today. Also, be sure to join me for the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan every Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern, where we go more in-depth with numerology, medicine cards, and tarot. Now, guess what? You have another place that you can find Life Coach a Day and myself. Donna DeLuca and Tara Antler are putting on the Living Abundance Summit. And you can find Life Coach a Day on Thursday, February 7th at 12 p.m. Eastern. He will be discussing how you can resource with Source. I'll be there on Saturday, February 9th, taking you on an elemental journey to abundance with the number 8. For more information, go to bit.ly/resourcewithsource, and it will take you directly to the site. Now, I'll be sure to put that link in the chat room as well. Also, the Ask Life Coach a Day radio show is syndicated on Within Radio every Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern. For more info, go to inspirebroadcasting.com. Finally, you have an opportunity to contribute to the Ask Life Coach a Day radio show. Go to lifeconversationsmedia.com, then hover, don't click, on the Life Conversations radio menu. Then click the Ask Life Coach a Day drop-down menu, and you will see a donate button on the right-hand side. No amount is too small, and we thank you for being a blessing. Now that wraps up your announcements. Let's welcome back life coach a day.
I'm back. I couldn't leave it too long. I tried. I was like, no, don't do that. Thank you.
Shady.
I don't know. I think sometimes I allow all let it all hang out. I don't know if I'm just really when I'm maybe. I do know that I feel like I'm experiencing some kind of anxiety where, you know, I talked about, you know, I feel this, this is tapping, this happening deep inside of me. And there's a part of me that's saying yes, but there's another part of me that's saying no, I can't go out there without being ready. And I hit tap. So, you know, psychologists call that cognitive dissonance, right? So there's a part of me that's like, feel this way, and then it's like just, but I know that it's all good, but there's another part of me saying, no, you got to go out there ready. And there's another part of me telling me, you are ready. I'm like, no, but not like I want to be ready. Shush.
No, you were born ready. This is you.
Yeah.
You know, this is authenticity with all your fire, you know, and I didn't shout out to Tam Tam either. I mean, hey, when you let go, we get to let go because we get to see you do it. How many of
why
us
don't
walk
y'all just
that
let go
fast?
So actually, why do y'all just let go first?
Those are all
y'all
the voices in his head.
Which one? Tell me when you're letting go so I can feel, yeah, you know.
Yeah, he doesn't want to feel alone. Family.
He needs
a hug. Do you need a hug? Okay. All right. We're all going to gather together energetically and give you a big old group hug, okay?
And
you're
going to
be okay. It's your show.
And I'm still telling y'all to press one and give me a verbal hug, okay? Tell me what's going on in your... I am playing.
I love it.
Yeah, Glenda's going to give me a hug. Okay, so let's don't go nowhere. Let me bring Glenda on because Glenda wants to give me a hug. Hey, Glenda.
Hey, how are you? Hold on a minute. Let me take you off of speaker for a moment.
Take me off of speaker for a moment. I want to go close to you. Closer to you.
Okay.
Stop
you're
it.
Off of speaker. we are all one, truly, when we're able to understand that there is no separatism because I'm listening to you and I'm feeling you and I'm saying, oh, yeah. I know that's right, because I went through all of this. I went through the yes and the quivering and the, uh-oh, I'm not really ready, and what am I going to do about this and that, you know. So I happen to be sitting outside in Florida, you know. I'm doing some work on my laptop, and I'm listening to your show. But most importantly, what I want to say is that, well, what you always tell us, you know, take a deep breath and know that all the steps are ordered. I've been having some moments where I'm like, oh, my God, what did I do this for? Why did I make this decision? I should have stayed in New York in my comfort zone. And then other days that are truly magical, that truly, really God is showing me I'm here with you. I had one day yesterday where I wasn't on my scooter because I can't do major shopping on my scooter. And I was at Target getting the simplest things, getting a comforter and a blanket. So I had these bags, and I asked the cashier,
where you go? Come back.
Okay, I'm right here.
Okay.
I asked the cashier, because this is one of my funny stories. So I have these bags. I have a bedding, okay, big bags. Now, no transportation, because you can't carry that on the scooter, no car, nobody with me.
You need a backpack.
That's
what you need, a backpack.
It wouldn't have fit in the backpack. Anyway, the scooter didn't have gas, so that's the whole thing. The scooter didn't have enough gas. Okay, so I'm asking the cashier in Target in Southern Florida, in kind of like a suburban area, excuse me, I need to get a gas canister. Okay, you get the visual. Where can I get a gas canister? And I'm saying it as normal as can be, because it's normal to me, because I got to get this gas canister to bring the gas to my scooter. And he gives me a normal answer. He tells me where the nearest Home Depot is, you know. And it's about 2 miles. And I'm like, okay, cool, I think I'll take a cab, you know, because I'm thinking, you know, I'll do that. That's my New York mind, you know. I'm taking a cab, I could get from A to B. So here's where it gets interesting. I go outside of Target, and I'm looking at the address to make sure I can, when I call the cab, I can give them exactly where to pick me up. And this woman comes out from behind me and says, I'll take you to Home Depot. I go, really? She says, yes. And I say, yes. I say, okay, a complete stranger. She said, the Lord told me to help you. And I'm like, okay. Well, I'm
okay,
following
Lord.
Her car, right? And she said, my husband would probably kill me for picking up a stranger. I said, well, let me qualify myself. I said, I might be a stranger on one level. I said, but I'm completely harmless because I do a lot of praying myself. Anyway, long story short, I'm going to fast forward it. She took me to Home Depot, okay? I got my gas canister. Then she took me to get gas. Then she drove me home. One of my biggest quiverings, one of my biggest places of anxiety was feeling like I was making a move to come to Florida from New York City. Well, you don't have to worry about transportation when you live in the inner city. I didn't drive a car in Brooklyn, New York. I didn't need to. 24-hour transportation. So one of my biggest things was feeling like, oh, but, you know, my credit may, and I'm being very transparent here, my credit might be not good enough to get a car, and I didn't really have money saved to buy a car, and how am I going to get around, you know, in southern Florida? In that moment, all I knew is that I was getting this gas canister. How did I know that God was going to show up in the form of a complete stranger who probably, because I'm going to qualify it even a little better, I have locks. I'm in a suburban community where you don't see most black people with locks. And I was asking, how could I get a gas canister? In New York City, right about now, somebody's asking to get a gas canister because of Hurricane Sandy. Nobody a blink. But I'm in southern Florida. What is this woman with a bunch of bags going to, this woman, you know, she looks like a very conservative. You know, she said yes. She said the Lord told her. And she took me where I needed to go. So my gift to you today, my call today, is really to say to you our day, whatever it is, I'm giving it back to you. For all of the moments, all of the words, all of the times that you helped me and all of the other listeners recognize that you don't need to know all of the details. You just have to stand in faith. You stand and you believe whatever it is that you're going to do. You go forward, you let go of the fear. I was going to either take a cab or walk to the Home Depot. I was getting myself there.
I know that's right.
That's as far as I could see. But God gave me a greater gift because what had been quivering inside of me is this sense of not feeling supported, not feeling supported since I made the move by the people I know down here who mysteriously are all busy. And here this stranger comes, says the Lord told her to help me. Not only did she help me, but she invited me to her church. I said, well, I am grateful, and I'm sharing that with you and everybody else because I have gone through it. There's some days I'm like, I'm in Florida. And other days, you know, usually when I had a hard day at work, down here, I said, what did I do this for? Like, I should have just stayed up there with all my problems. But no. At least I had 24-hour transportation all day. And at least I had other people along with me that was like, yeah, it really is messed up, that subway. Oh, yeah, those stupid rats in the subway. Yeah, you know, I had company. Now I'm out of my comfort zone. You know? But that's a great place to be because I see how God and the angels is saying, here you are, Glenda. You are here, and you're out of your comfort zone. You don't have any of your props. Now I really get to show you beyond a doubt. Then I am here. And that woman yesterday was a representation because there's no logical explanation for that.
I understand. I understand.
Are in that same. Just say yes and breathe and do all the things you tell us to do, because it's happening and it's going to be okay.
Let me give you a visual how not so much how I look, but the image I have in my mind. You know, earlier I said I feel like I'm on stage and God is the director and saying, get up there and perform or do what you do. And I'm like, well, I'm not ready. I said, get out there, I'll tell you what to do. Now I'm looking back at God, rolling my eyes like, yeah, whatever, man. You're the man. Yeah, but anyway, God is like, of course I am. So, you know, but what I mean by that is, you know, it's like, it's really interesting. And Celeste, if you want to say something, I'll come to you in a minute. And in the act to say, well, and something else I need to say, is it Dina or Di? No, it's got to be Dina. Celeste, correct me. Is it Dina? Thank you for your
compliment. I know,
Dina,
right?
Thank you. I feel multitask. Thank you, Dina. I appreciate you. But the thing for me is, this thing called life, I want to say it's paradoxical, but sometimes you can even say it's hypocritical. We got to be really careful when we think someone's being a hypocrite. We have to be really careful. So, because one minute, you know, the things that you're saying, Glenda, I will go as far as saying everybody that's listening to the show, one of you needs to mute your phone. I don't know which one it is, or I'll mute you. Because it's giving me feedback. Glenda, do you have your phone on speakerphone? No, she got her phone muted. Okay, it must be Celeste.
Can you still hear me? Because I tried to get off of the queue.
Oh, you tried to get off the queue. Okay, get off.
Well,
the
I
queue.
Didn't know if you were still talking to me. If you're still
You're good. You're going to hear me. You're good. Get off the queue.
Okay.
No, you're good.
All right. You kicked me off. Okay, I'm off. All right.
Glenda comes in for a hug and then you kick her out. Get out of here.
I know, man. What is wrong with men? I mean, come on. A sister comes up, give him a hug, and he can't even receive it. Yeah, that's how you say it, and you don't really know me.
Look at him
getting all defensive. Okay, Glenda, I apologize. I only repeated what Glenda said anyway. All right.
I think you're beating yourself up.
Relax. Nobody's tripping but you. When you trip, you do this high-pitched voice. Nobody wants to hear you do a high-pitched voice. Okay. All right. There we go. I don't know what the heck is going on today. I really don't know today. But anyway, what I was saying was, you know, as I listen to Glenda, I'm sort of smiling and I'm finding myself sort of relaxed internally. It's like, no, it's not a heady thing, but I do hear that. And I've seen that happen in my life where I've spoken or some maybe in a place where I feel uncomfortable, but I just ask for what I want or declare and say, okay, I need help. And, you know, just Glenda's story in a place where maybe sometimes we think, well, you know, I got lost. I don't see any black people around. Black people can relate, you know, because, listen, that's a whole different conversation. Sometimes black folks go to another state, another city, another town, and we unconsciously and consciously look for the next black person. Oh, hey, either they wave at us or they don't look, especially in England, we say, they didn't ever say anything back to me. Well, you didn't say anything to them. Well, you just nodded. But anyway, I digress. But, you know, she could have listened to the stories about not doing it, why she shouldn't do it, and just walk, but really speaking up and asking for what she wants. So as she was sharing that for me, it was just soothing me. And I can't give you the words. I don't know intellectually why, but maybe I do. Maybe not intellectually, on a soul level. It was something about Glenda sharing her story that gave me peace internally, a reminder that indeed I am not alone and we are never alone. You know, I always say the greatest gift we can give, well, one of the greatest gifts we can give people is the gift of authenticity, the gift of telling the truth. Now, the truth varies. You know, sometimes it could be, I can't stand you. but what I'm really saying is truth about, but I'm not talking about that truth. That kind of truth, I can't stand you, is really you can't stand yourself. Once again, that's a whole nother conversation. And we might talk about that today. But the gift of saying, you know, there is something that happens when we engage, when we're having a conversation, when we're in the same lunchroom. I don't know. It's just sometimes I just get triggered by the things you say. I get annoyed. That's a different thing than saying I can't stand you. But, you know, I also recognize that I am the one projecting onto you. So you know, I just want to honor you and share that with you. And sometimes, for the most part, when we're brave enough to do that, the person either give back to us and say, well, you know what, it's funny that you said that because I was just thinking about a conversation I had with a friend and I heard that you said blah, blah, blah about me. I mean, it may not be that, but that could be an example. Or they can say, well, I understand. I used to feel that way. Or whatever the case may be, and we get to honor what is. So when that came, I mean, I feel different now from how I felt. I still feel a little bit like, I don't know if it's raw. Raw, vulnerable. Yeah, vulnerable. And I'll tell you some more stories later. But this whole thing about loving what is, that's the theme for the month, and that's the topic today. It's like, Celeste and I, we work on a, sometimes when we work on a description, it's like, here's what I'm doing. I'll send her my thoughts and she'll celestize is what I call it. I tell her, can you celestize that for me? And she'll bring it back and I'll say, okay, well, how about this? Let's do this. And then bam, we got a description. Celeste, how long did it take us to get through this description last night? we took a whole day, not even just last night. It was a whole day. You kept asking, you said, send me your thoughts. And we went back and forth, right?
But once we both, and here's, you know, the piece for you, but once we both centered, it flowed very naturally. I think it was all of the pre-thinking about it that was blocking us. And then you dropped it down.
But, you know, and I'll say this. I didn't get to tell you this. There was a part of me that just thought, you know, I just had heard this voice like, it's okay. Don't trip. Whatever the description is, it's okay. And... but also for me, you know, I play the song Tapping. It's like there's so much going on for me, as I've shared in last week and a little bit this week. And there's a letting go that is happening. There's some things that I'm facing about myself that is kind of scary. And I think unconsciously, or my soul knew, I guess I could say my soul, I don't know. My soul knew that there's a, let me put it this way. I really believe that I was unconsciously in contact, connected with a shift that was happening that I couldn't even describe the show without help. You know, what I mean by without help is, you know, when you were asking me, I had one line, I've been working on some description before you and I talked, and I only had three lines. But there was something that was coming into form, and I didn't quite have it. So we, in getting together, we got somewhere, but I still felt like, in my mind, I was thinking, you know, that would do for now. At least we have something up. But anyway, I'll say more about that. So, Celeste, anything else you want to say? Because I know you're a busy woman, you're multitasking, and I don't want to hold you up. Let me just whisper, I don't want to hold you up, as if other people can't hear this.
No, nothing else, but I really thank Linda for her you know, angel in earth form, or angels, what do you call them, earth angels today? The people that really embody that energy of heaven. And that was great, offering somebody a ride like that. It's just gifts. I hope we all get blessed with earth angels blessing us along the way. And I will go back to the back and watch you fly the plane, man, fly the plane.
Well, I'm not going to make any promises today because I'm about to go, I don't think I can fly. I'm afraid of heights. You got to go on. Right. Flap your wings. I'm like, my shoulder hurts. Flap your wings. I don't know. There's not enough wind. Flap your wings. We'll see what happens.
You got to handle your business, Aries. Goodbye.
Yeah. Aries need to break out sometimes. Sometimes you got to put the fire out. So anyway, thank you. Appreciate you.
You're welcome.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to the Ask Life Coach at Air radio show, where we refuse to be vulnerable, but we do anyway. Oh, gosh. That's what it's like in my head, you know. And I think that people say to me, I had a friend of mine, actually, let's see. I don't think she will mind. I had a friend of mine that I was coaching. Yeah, I won't say her name. I won't say her name. I was coaching her. And, the call wasn't even about coaching. She called, she thought she called to say, hey, but somehow something happened and it became coaching. And I was helping her see things that she wanted to see, or, she'd been wanting to see, should I say. But as we were talking, she said, it was a weird kind of phrase. I'm like, huh? She said, who is to you what you are to me? Or something like that. I'm like, what are you talking about? That threw me for a loop. She said, who'd you go to for coaching? I said, oh. So I told her, I said, I actually got a coach, which it's not like I don't see her regularly. I see her when I need to see her. And she's a friend as well, so we can just book time. And sometimes we don't always have time to work together. And then there's been two people that I can think of that I go to sometime. I'm thinking, okay, I really need help with it. Well, no, let's wait a bit. If I'm looking for coaching, there's two particular friends that I would go to. But, you know, time and life is happening for all of us, so we don't always do that. But that, and this is what I said to the friend that I was coaching. I said, but you know, one of the things that happens for me is doing the show is a form of coaching counseling for me. Because one, when talking with the guest, when they share their story, their experience, I get the aha moment. I get to process some of the things that I'm challenged with, and I get to see differently. I get answers. And I said, two, the other thing is when people call and ask and they tell me what they're dealing with in their lives and I support them, what happens is sometimes the answer or how I supported them pops up for me when I'm having a challenge. And I said, the other part of it, I guess three, if you will, is this, you know, when I say radio show, part of me is like, dude. But it is. It's a radio show, but it's not. It's so much more than that. But it's really a platform for me to live my purpose, live my passion, and fulfill the mission that my soul came here to deliver. And because I've always felt like I had something to say. People say to me, I talk too much. I've told that story 1,000 times. And I refuse to tell it again because I have stories about me telling stories. But maybe I just need to change the story about me telling stories. But anyway, I could talk about anything because really life is just a bunch of stories and we're all making it up. But sometimes we make up stories that work to our advantage. So I told my friend, I said, you know, so this, what I'm doing here helps me process and deal with my own stuff. On Monday, we had Veronica Conway, and she was talking about, the topic was the daughter of a former Black Panther from revolution to evolution. And in her conversation with me, she mentioned that she worked with a lady at a high-powered company, and she always feel like she don't have enough time and how she helped her. And I was like, all right, God. Those of you who listened to the show, I think it was last Monday or maybe, I don't know. Few days ago, would know one of the things that came up for me, the challenge or the opportunity to grow that I'm growing through is the idea of not having enough time. My coach that I talk about, Kelly, when she worked with me one time on the show, it was not enough time. I think Colette Baron-Reed, it was something about not enough time. And that story has been following me around. So when Veronica, the guest, mentioned that, and she talked about sometimes the things that we feel is not just because we are we're bad or whatever. I'm paraphrasing, or we're not enough. It's because maybe something happened when your mother's womb, because everything your mother felt, oh, get this, everything your father, the family, people around you went through when you were in the womb, you pick it up energetically. Now, I booked an appointment with Veronica to talk to her tomorrow. And there's a part of me that is scared shiftless. I said shiftless. It's like, scared, what am I scared of? There's a part of me that's afraid what I'm going to see because something's my rise to the top. And that for my human self, I may feel like, I don't know if I can get over that. But the truth is when it comes up, that's the answer. The things that we don't want to see, when we let it come up, that's the healing. It comes up to move out. It comes up to evaporate. It comes up to be released. Because once you know, you know. But there's a part of me that's like, and then she sent me this pre-questionnaire kind of thing. And I'm looking at those questions like, I want to do it. That's right. I felt that. But I know that it's, you know, this thing called life, it's really simple, but we make it very complicated because for me, let me speak for myself, And that, it's like there's this idea that I should know that already. Oh, how can I be helping people and still struggling with this? Shut the flip up. The fact that I'm even doing the work that I'm doing, that, becomes the reason, causes me to look at my own self. Because really, when we all boil it down, when we come down to the nitty-gritty of it, of my work, for me, I'm not interested in just intellectual spirituality. It's fun. But I want to be able to hear my own work. I want to read my own work. I want to just hear, if people feedback to me what they heard from what I said, I want to feel like, yeah, I meant that. I didn't make it up. It wasn't like I took it from somebody else and said, hey, go use that. I want what I share to be aligned, in alignment with what I know in my soul, with what I believe. And while giving myself permission to change my mind, while giving myself permission to grow. So the idea of I should know this already is really just a thought. You know, it's just a thought. And if I can stop being attached to it, stop beating myself up, then I relax. So, you know, today's topic is loving what is. If anybody knows Byron Katie, you'll be familiar with a book she wrote, Loving What Is. What is it I want to say? I read something in the switchboard and I lost my thoughts. It's all about being visible today, vulnerable, exposed, transparent. I can't remember what I was going to say. Oh, yeah, Byron Katie. Thank you for reminding me. One of you thought of it, and I caught it. And there's some four questions, and even before the four questions, she takes you through a process. And I might share some of that with you today, but let's see. I'm going to take a call. You know, before the show, I heard that this show is going to go differently. And there was a part of me, as I've been saying, there's a part of me that felt like, oh, my God, I need to be a bit more prepared. So but it's happening differently. So let's go to Delisha. Hello, my friend. How are you doing?
Hi. How are you?
I am here, and I am being more at peace as I talk with y'all. With y'all. Oh, Lord. With you guys. I don't know. I'm happy to be here. How about that?
Okay. I'm happy to be here, too. Mm-hmm. Hey, Ade, I just wanted to, if it's okay, share, because you talk a lot about the circumstances surrounding your conception, like when you are in the womb being formed, and mm-hmm. how that has an impact on the light, your life. Mm-hmm. And I just want to share, because your show has helped me so much to understand, because before I didn't really even understand, but I would go through serious bouts of depression, and your show helped me to understand, because the circumstances, like when my mom was 3 months pregnant with me, there was a fire. You know, and the house had burned down, and there was she had a son, which was my brother, that I never met. He ran and hid under the bed, and he didn't make it in the fire. So my mom was in a very serious, from that point, even though she was 3 months pregnant, she was very depressed and off to herself. And it's like through my life there had been, like, I just would get so depressed, and even if things was going real good, and I didn't understand why, until, you know, I started listening to you, and I said, well, that must be why I would get so depressed. But on the same hand, you helped, because you gave a solution, and you were saying before how you have to do your deep breathing during, like, when you get really depressed, deep breathe and concentrate on your breathing, and just find peace like that. And that has helped me too. So I just want to say that your show has really been a help to me, because I knew what had happened you know, and I heard a lot about it and everything, but I never had put it together that that might be why I was, you know, going through the things I went through as even from a child.
Wow, thank you, thank you. I mean, you know, when we start to really examine our lives, we can be more compassionate. Sometimes we're trying so hard to be better, be more, feel more because we feel less than, and we don't take time to look at what is really, what is the thought behind the thought, what's the belief, what's happening. And, yeah, thank you for sharing that and to the conversation, because it's true. It's true.
Yes,
and for those, you know, the thing, when you're talking, I'm thinking of Bruce Lipton, who I interviewed last month. Well, no, not last month, in December. He's the author of Biology of Beliefs, and he talks about it. You know, the things, the thoughts, the feelings mothers are having, particularly because you're connected to your mother, whatever they're going through, we pick it up. It changes the blood chemistry. But we're not always told that. We're just told you never amount to nothing, you can't do this, you're that. But it's like there's so much more. And I thank you for your point of view and for your gift as well and reminding me of how my work is supporting you. I receive it with deep gratitude. Thank you very much, my sister.
Thank you. And Celeste, too. Thank you both. I love y'all.
Love you too, sweetie. Thank you. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach Ade Radio Show. Let's see. Should we take a call before we take a break? I think we should take a call and then take a break. And then we'll take a comment from the chat room and just see. We're loving what is. Loving what is. You know, I'll say this before I go to Mo. Loving what is. What's the meaning of that? In the description we have, let me go to the description here. See, there was a time when I think I should know without looking at it, which is just ridiculous. In every moment, you have a choice to choose love or fear. Loving what is a stress-free approach to navigating life, taking an honest look at what is showing up and accepting what is happening is what is happening. Now, we did this description last night, and it's having a whole new meaning to me today, right now, because what was happening was happening, and I know that what was happening or what is happening, well, back then anyway, so I'll say was, what was happening was what was happening, but I was trying to say, no, I don't want to feel that. When you learn to just say, this is what's happening, there's a lesson here, there's a blessing here, there's something I need to see, there's something that I need to know, there's something tapping, let me look at it, rather than it shouldn't be this way. You know, there's so many ways we do that to ourselves. And it sounds good, but we jack ourselves up. Our parents should never have to bury their children. Not true, because they do. They have, and they will. So, see, that kind of resisting reality, it makes it hard for us. I'm not saying it's easy to bury your, not that I buried a child, but it cannot be easy. But when we keep belief system like that, a parent should never, mother, father should never have to bury their child. It's not, who said so? Where did we read that? And if you can prove where you read that, burn that book. Because we don't know how long we're going to be here. There are moments when I think, boy, it's a crazy thought. Today, we're loving what is. We're talking about what's happening. There are times when I think, you know, I may be gone tomorrow. What would people say about me? What would be the last thing that I wrote? One of my scariest things is, I don't want people to see my journal. I don't write every day, but I do put some stuff in there. What are the other things on my computer? What do I have on Facebook? What do I have on Twitter? What do I have in my email that I sent that people might say, ooh, like I'm going to be tripping when I'm dead. It's ridiculous. But anyway, loving what is. What is what is. And when you resist what is, you're in pain. When you're resisting what is, you're suffering. You put yourself into depression. Let's take a call. Let's go to Mo, and then after Mo, we'll take a break. Ah, whew, life is good. It's getting better. 347-426-3346. Hello, Mo. How are you doing?
I'm okay. How are you?
I am here, and I'm loving life as it's unfolding in this moment. So you have a question.
I do. I've been with my boyfriend for 2 years. We've lived in a two-bedroom apartment with, or a one-bedroom with my daughter, because I don't know why. Now we're getting a two-bedroom, but
slow down, slow
I've
down.
Heard from.
Okay, wait, slow down. Take a breath.
Okay.
I'm going. See, I'm naked and you're going to be naked. Because until you're willing to be naked, you can't see the truth. You can't really see yourself. So just take a breath. Breathe in. All right. And breathe out. And if you're feeling uncomfortable, just let it all hang out. Okay, now start again. Start from a different place.
We are moving into a two-bedroom, but mm-hmm. I've also heard that I'm moving back to California in, like, the summertime when it's warm from another intuitive. So I've actually heard that a couple of times. So I'm confused. Like, do you think it'll be okay when we move into this two-bedroom? Or is something going to happen?
Oh, yeah. I can always answer that. As long as I can give you that right now, it's always going to be okay. The question is, are you going to see it as okay?
Right.
That's the thing. You know, you may feel like we should have moved into a two-bedroom, or we need a three-bedroom, or we actually need a mansion, or you might, you know, but it's going to be okay. But here's the thing that I want to ask you. What do you, and you said you've heard from a couple of intuitives that you're going to be moving to California. But
yeah,
what I want to ask. You said what?
By myself with my daughter without him,
okay.
My boyfriend.
Okay. How do you feel about that?
Fine, but I just don't want to, like, make him think that, you know, now that we're moving into a two-bedroom, that I'm going to, like, you know, want to be with him for the rest of my life. I mean, I know that we have life paths, and I know that we write people into our charts, and they're supposed to be there for only a certain amount of time. I guess it's guilt, you know, because I don't want to be in Oregon very much. I don't like it. You know, I came here originally to be with my daughter's dad, and that's no more. And mm-hmm. I miss my family, and I love California, and I don't know. I just want her to be, I want my daughter to be comfortable, and she's been stuck in this one bedroom with us without having her own room, and she's almost 10 years old. So I guess I'm just trying to make sure that she's comfortable until this happens, but I kind of feel like a jerk because, you know, I feel like a jerk because I think he thinks that we're going to be together for a really long time.
Okay, you feel like a jerk because he thinks you're going to be together for a long time, right? That's what you said.
Uh-huh.
Is that what he said to you, or is that what you think he's thinking?
That's what I think he's going to think when I leave.
Oh, you know? So that's what you think is going to think when you leave, but you're already feeling like a jerk because you haven't even left.
Right. It's like seven months away.
Right. Now, think about that. See, this is, you know, the book. Like,
I
what
do.
Is,
I make myself nuts.
Right.
I know.
Think about the insanity of that. Right now in this moment, you feel like a jerk because you think your boyfriend is going to think, you know, you basically let him on when you decide to move. But you already feel like a jerk. But you want to make sure your daughter is comfortable. You want to make sure your boyfriend is comfortable. But what about you, Mo? What about you?
I'm not happy. I want to cry just being here. I don't want to be here.
Okay.
I've been, you know, I've gone through a lot. You know, I went through drug treatment. I graduated that. I've finished and completed everything, and I just want to go home. Like, I don't feel like Oregon is my home. And I feel stuck and trapped. And that's about it.
Okay. All right, good. That's I know there's more, but that's a good place. I know. That was just at the top. If we start going down now, we'd be like, woo! And you know,
I know.
You got to make room for that. You got to make
room. You're awesome.
You're showing up. We're working it together. See, you and I are gathering together. We want to get through this, and there's something even deeper that is supporting this process. So here you are now. You're confronting the truth. I feel stuck. I feel like I've gone through a lot, and I want to leave. That's what you really feel. See,
mm-hmm.
If I said to you, okay, you want to know if it's going to be okay in California? Okay, wait, let me pull a card. Yeah, I pull a bird. Oh, you're going to be free.
I know.
Okay.
I pull them too, and it's always good. I know.
Right.
I know.
Right. But the thing is, even though, because you said you like it there, you've been told you're going to move back, it still doesn't bring you peace right now. So the only thing that's important is right now. Now, in Byron Katie's book, she talks about staying in your own business. She said there are three kinds of business. There's your business, there's your boyfriend's business, and there's God's business. How she puts it, she said, there's mine, there's yours, and there's God's. See, when you start being in other people's business, you're neglecting yours. And you don't have enough power to even compete with God's business. So the most important business right now is yours. You feel stuck. You feel like your wings have been clipped, and you want to fly. That's the real question.
Right.
Okay, so here's what I would say to you. Ah, this is good. So, you don't have to say your boyfriend's name, so you can make up a name. Consider, just imagine that I'm your boyfriend. Just imagination. You know, I ain't trying to be your boyfriend because I don't want to create more drama for you. But anyway, I digress. That's a little bit of, you know, just kind of relax. Okay. But imagine I am your boyfriend, okay? And I want you to tell me honestly what you're feeling right now, what you want to do. And I'm letting you know that I will not judge you, and I want to hear your heart because I love and care about you.
You're so cute. I want to go back to California to be with my family, and I think that that's best for me in the long run.
Okay. I kind of felt that from you. I've been feeling that. So when are you moving back?
After she gets out of school in June or July.
Okay, so where does that leave us?
I'm not really sure.
What do you want?
I don't know. I kind of want to branch out on my own and see what happens. I'm more worried about, you know, Jaden and I's relationship than anything else. See, that's mean.
Oh. Whoa. Get out of there. Come on. Talk to your boyfriend here, your makeup girlfriend. Me. But you're already talking to your boyfriend. But anyway, we won't break that down. But here, see, just stop right there.
I mean, I don't want to hurt you, but I need to do things for my own, and I don't want to stay in Oregon. And you want to stay here.
That's right. And I hear that. What I hear you saying, you want to move back. You want to move back to a place where you feel comfortable, where you love, where you enjoy, and you don't want to hurt me, and you really want to fly. You want to do your own thing.
That's totally not what he would say, though. He'd freak out. He's very controlling.
Ain't nobody asked you what he's going to say. Stay with me, lady. You are a big business. Let me take care of my own business.
I wish you were my boyfriend. God.
If you were my boyfriend. Okay, Justin. I can't do Justin. What does he do? Well, I don't know. Anyway. But here's the thing. Stay with me here. You keep stepping out. See, the truth is, you don't even know what he's going to say or not say. What you are saying now is based on past experience. And your past experience is based on you not even fully showing up.
Right.
You haven't told the truth about where you are, the truth about yourself, the truth about the relationship. So he's only had the opportunity to respond to the untruth that you've been sharing with him. But you're now saying, now that you're speaking your truth, oh, he's still going to come. You don't know. You're all up in his business. See, the conversation I'm having with you, we're out of character for a minute, and we're going to go back in character for a minute soon. What I want to do, what in the world is that?
I'm outside waiting for the bus. Sorry. Cars are going by.
That's fine. All is well. This is what I want you to say. See, you've got yourself enough time. Stay long enough in your own business. Do me a favor, mute your phone, and then I'll tell you when to unmute it. And I trust that we'll get through this before. Mute your phone.
Okay.
And then you can still hear me, but then I'll tell you when to unmute. You want to stay in your business long enough so that you are clear about what you want. The truth is, you are not powerful enough to hurt his feelings. Only he can do that. And if you hurt somebody's feelings, if you really want to say, well, you don't know him or whatever the case may be, that's just a fallacy, really. We believe we can hurt people's feelings. No, you can't hurt people's feelings without their permission. But if you, why not make a choice? If you have a choice to die emotionally and make somebody feel good, and the other option is to set yourself free and somebody's feeling is hurt, what's the better choice? Now you can unmute. What's the better choice? Would you rather feel caged in bondage while he's feeling happy, or be free and his feeling is hurt? Which one's the better
right.
choice? What's the better choice?
He can. It is his choice to be hurt if he's going to be hurt. I know. But it's better for me to be free with my daughter and not be stuck in a relationship that I don't want to be in, really, you know, for the sake of her being safe and having her own room, when I can get my crap together and get it for her myself, by myself.
All right. Keep the phone, and I'm going to tell you what you're really afraid of.
Okay.
What you're really afraid of is you're afraid of what's going to come up when you speak your truth. You're afraid of how you are going to feel about speaking your truth. And that's why you already feel like a jerk, because you think if you tell your truth, you're going to feel like a jerk. So you're already feeling like a jerk before you spoke your truth. And so it's all this crazy stuff that happens. But the truth is, Mo, you've got to tell the truth, tell it quick. But first of all, tell yourself the truth. Tell yourself the truth. And when you get a chance, maybe if you don't have a pen or paper, if you go to The Works, is it The Work? Let me double check it. You can get a lot of resources, Byron Katie's work. It's really powerful. It helps you get beyond all the craziness. Let's see. Yeah, it's The Work, theework.com. There's some resources there that you can use. Now, on that website, there's a book. She has like a part of the book. She has a book called Loving What Is. This is perfect for you. If you allow yourself to just mind your own business and get clear with yourself, you will set yourself free. It's because here's the thing. Either you're going to move and he doesn't move with you and the relationship ends, or something happens, he gets a job or whatever the case may be, or you two shifted because you spoke the truth that you moved together. Either way, it'll be all good. Who knows how long the relationship will last? It may last forever or not. That's the reality. So, you can unmute now. Let me know. Tell me what's bubbling up for you.
It sounds good. I'm totally down with that. Reading anything that'll help.
Okay. So, I want to definitely recommend the website, thework.com. thework.com, or you can Google
okay.
Byron Katie, Byron Katie. So you can find a lot of information that will help you get to your own truth. Until you
okay.
clear about your own truth, you can't communicate it to somebody else clearly. And confront
okay.
your own fears. You may be afraid that if you go there, you may miss him and want to get back in the relationship. It could be 1,001 things. But get clear with your own truth and allow him to experience what he needs to experience. All right?
Okay.
And just breathe. It's going to be okay.
All right.
Just,
okay.
It's going to be okay. As long as you commit to telling the truth. And when I say okay, I'm not saying it's going to be good. It's going to be what it is. You just have to make the choice to deal with it. Alright?
Alright. Thanks, honey. Love you.
Love you too. Life is good. It's getting better. We're all moving through it. And we will move through it. You know, Mo just talks about she's been through a lot. And you're still here, Mo, and she's still listening, so that's good. You've been through a lot, and you're still here. So a relationship, you know, it's just life is about a relationship anyway. Speak your truth. Let's take a break. We'll come back. 347-426-3346. Woo! God is a trip, you know. I dare you to surrender. God is a trip. Because, you know, the truth is, say this and take a break. When I say God is a trip, when I say God, and we all have different meanings of God, what it means to us, and it's cool. If you have a God that's, if you believe in a God that's punishing you or taking notes, I lovingly just please try to do something else. Find another God. Fire that God and find a God that loves you through your mess, through your stuff. a guy that is just always going to say, I got you, boo. I got you. You're my beloved. I am so proud of you. Come on, you're going to make it. It's okay. You want to cry? Yeah, go ahead, cry. I got you. Let me give you a hug. Oh, you want a job? You want a new job? You want to move on? It's okay. We can do this. That's the kind of God you need. Any other God, fire that God, because the truth is God is love. Love is unconditional, and love loves just for the sake of loving. Doesn't care how you're showing up. And it's time to let some stuff go, to bring an ending to some stuff. And when you end stuff, when you end how you think about yourself, when you end the stories you made up about yourself, you really give yourself an opportunity to be free, to love what is, to accept that what is happening is what is happening. Mo, what is happening with you and your boyfriend and where you are in life is what's supposed to happen. Why? How do I know? Because it's happening. The best gift you can give to yourself is to confront it. And I'm not just talking to Mo, I'm talking to others who are listening and saying, I understand. Some of you may think, no, but you don't understand. The boyfriend might freak out. That's your business. You deal with it the way you want to. But if you want to deal with it, then 347-426-3346. But we must learn to figure out, and it's quite easy, to figure out what is God's business, what is my business, and what's other people's business. When you're all up in other people's business, you're intending to yours. When you're all up in God's business, you're going to lose. So really, you only have power to tend to your own business. So you might as well forget be about your father's business. Your father already taking care of his business. Your mother's taking care of his business. The isness called God already got this. And our people say, if we're not careful, we're going to destroy the planet. Shut up. You can't destroy the planet. You ain't strong enough to destroy the planet. You will be gone and the planet will replenish itself. That's right. But you know, ultimately, you can't tell people what to do because we treat the planet based on how we treat ourselves. Ooh. So, it's time to take a break. Les Brown, what happens when people listen to this show? Tell them, please.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Shanti, Om Shanti. We were supposed to meditate. I don't know what the heck happened. Les Brown, come on, man. You're supposed to keep the flow going. You just brought some. Okay, we got to get still. There's a lot that was shared. Okay, I get it. All right, altogether, let's breathe in. Mo gave us a gift, and there's so much going on. So Les Brown said, when you get still, it will change your life. I get it. I got the message. Now, I want to be big and bad. I want to dare them to live their best life. Mr.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Yes, yes, yes. We're going to take a break. And how do you live your best life? It's real simple. Don't worry about what other people feel or think. Don't get so caught up. As long as you've been loving in your action, if you're taking care of you, if you're not doing it from a place of being defensive, all you've got to do to change your situation is simply be the change. You.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Did you know when the body is balanced, it heals itself? This is the guiding principle of Dr. Mark Armstrong. Dr. Mark is the founder of Ahimki Center for Wholeness. Ahimki is a wellness center that offers services and training programs that help you grow yourself. Ahimki is a word which symbolizes our commitment to honor the sacredness of all life and our respect for the vital force that flows through all living creatures. We seek to teach and heal, and thereby express our love for mankind, the earth, and the infinite universe. Ahimki Center for Wholeness services include acupressure, foot detoxification, Reiki, iridology, massage, Ahimki mind management, which is a process that uses the natural rhythms of the body to balance the mind. It enables total well-being and getting the thinking out of the way so the brainstem can do its work, and much more. For more information, visit ahimki.net. That's ahimki.net. Ahimki Center for Wholeness, honoring the ancient practice of energy medicine.
Hey, this is Jenny Cressman. I've worked in the field of woman abuse for almost 20 years, and I want to give you something to think about. I don't generally like labels, but lately, I've begun to feel that one little label is really important to embrace. Feminism. There, I've said it. The new F word. For too many people, that's a dirty word, but really, feminism is about equality. Feminists seek greater social, political, and economic equality of the sexes. It's about raising women up to the same level as men. So, I'm an F word. How about you?
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
That's the truth. That's what we're about. Many said, I saw Baron Cain quote came up on Facebook. Perfect show for me. I know that's right, Melly 66. There are no accidents. There's so many coincidences. People say there are no coincidences. I mean, come on. Coincidence. Several things happening at once. That makes you just let you know that there's something else happening. No accidents, right? Everything is destined and ordained to happen. You know, the truth is we keep wanting peace in the world and want people to love one another. We see posts on Facebook and we say, I wish other people can practice that. No, don't worry about other people, because if you're practicing it, that's all that matters. Too many of us want to make up our issues. We want to put makeup on our issues and pretend. But the truth is, when we're willing to reveal ourselves, as scary as it is, you know, as you can hear, I'm not just talking from my perspective, what I'm doing. I'm not patting myself on the back, and I can, you know. But that's just the heady stuff. And every now and then we need heady stuff. But the truth is, if you think of your relationship, if you think of times you've been touched, it's because sometimes you were courageous enough to speak your truth. Sometimes life happened, and you just broke down, and you had no choice but to tell your truth. And that's really what's missing in the world. We all want to pretend. We're one. So I can say we, and I ain't like that. Well, whatever. We are connected. And I am you that don't want to accept, and I am you that accepts. We really want to take it broader. We come down to look at it as my so-called individual self, which really means undivided. And then you zoom out to the whole. So life is really about a dance. I said life is a tightrope. You know, when you walk the tightrope, sometimes you fall off, and then we get back up. And the truth is, it doesn't matter if you fall off, God is there. It doesn't matter if you're on the rope, God is there. It doesn't matter if you're skipping on the rope, God is there. So if you're hanging on the rope, God is there. Now, we learn new information sometimes. We read a book, and we think, oh, my God, I know, that's my issue. And no, the only issue that you have is believing that you have issues. The only issues that you have is believing that you're not enough. So the only work to do is to unlearn the BS that you've learned about yourself. Here's the truth. Carly Jackson puts it like this, and I want to share it with you. And after this, we'll come back to we're now ready for Celeste to weave it together, the Spider Woman. Carly Jackson, where are you? Right here. This is the truth.
Do you see your eyes when you look at me? Do you hear your voice when you hear me sing? Well, I know now that we are one. When I'm hurting you, I am hurting me. When I'm loving you, I am loving me. I know now that we are one. We are one. We are one. We
And I'm sure hearing that differently today. And sometimes when you allow yourself to sink in, sink into that vulnerable self, you get to see life differently. You become more compassionate with yourself, with others. Byron Katie puts it like this. She said, when you do the work, which is what she calls her process, you see who you are by seeing who you think other people are. Eventually, you come to see that everything outside you is a reflection of your own thinking. You are the storyteller, the projector of the stories, and the world is the projected image of your thoughts. Since the beginning of time, people have been trying to change the world so that they can be happy. This hasn't even worked because it approaches the problem backwards. The work gives us a way to change the projector mind rather than the projected. We are one. You are the projector. You are the storyteller. You are the one telling the story. So whatever you're feeling, whatever you're dealing with, when you start blaming somebody else, this morning I thought of somebody that I love so dearly and the challenge I've been having and the stories I've made up. They don't listen. And if you do this process, you know, there's a point in the process with Byron Katie where you get to turn it around. Like you say to the person, you tell the truth. You write down all the judgment that you have, but really, just stop. Don't be spiritual. Don't be perfect. Don't be sweet. Don't be compassionate. Don't be all that stuff. Just tell the truth. They get on my nerve. They don't listen. They're arrogant. They're a son of a you know what. Write that down. And then there's a part of that exercise where you turn it around, where you get to turn around what you said about the other and say, I don't listen. I act like I know everything. And if you're willing to do that, you will set yourself free. That was Carly Jackson. You can find her on Facebook, and you can find Celeste right now on LifeConversationsRadio.com on the Ask Life Coach Ade, no, on the Ask Life Coach Ade radio show.
I know, family.
I am Celeste Morgan, and I am bringing to you the good news, Good News Wednesday, and then I'm bringing you the stuff. Don't encourage me. I need to just stick to my own voice. Stop it.
Well, I don't know. If you want to have a smooth jazz voice, go for it.
No, I want to have a smooth jazz voice from my own smooth voice, not from – I mean, can you imagine, like I said yesterday, can you imagine me showing up somewhere and sounding like you? Woo, Lord. I think I have issues now. That's going to be some mad issue. I'm like, whoa, dude, what happened?
Well, you better put on your heels when you do that. That's all.
Now, I only put on my heels on Friday nights when I'm at home. I bring up my makeup, my frock, my scarf, and I just go to town. And then get out my system, and I come back, hey, what's going on, bro? What we doing today?
Wow. When you are free, you do not have to trip about your masculinity.
I am free, but I ain't wearing no high heel. I don't care what you say.
I know that's right.
That's not true. That's not true. So, let me say this first. I want to thank
yes.
Miss My Sis Doc Vag. Oh, Lord, that sounds kind of funny. My Sis Doc Vag, thank you for that beautiful comment. I appreciate you. But here's the thing. You know there's a picture of me on Facebook, me wearing a skirt, right? So I really do understand you're free.
With the young people.
Yeah, that was a trip. But really, you
but
say it, and
that's
true.
Tell them why. I think that's such a beautiful story.
Okay, so John and I, my dear friend, John Stringer, we were working with some young people, the youth of Unity, actually, Unity Church, the home of Charles Fillmore. But anyway, you know, their Unity is everywhere, their New Thought Church. So we're working with the youth, and one of the things that they do, they have what they call rally. And there's a Saturday, Was it Thursday? I can't remember. But anyways, over the weekend. And on the Saturdays, that's a day where the boys can wear a skirt. And now, when we were preparing for the rally, they mentioned that on the conference call. We were trying to figure out what we need, just trying to get all the logistics. And I thought they were joking. But when we got there, I saw some of the guys in skirt. I'm like, oh, okay, cool. I ain't tripping. Express yourself. And what I found out was, which is quite interesting, Unity School of Christianity, or they don't even say that anymore, Unity, it's a New Thought church that actually celebrates the teaching of Jesus rather than the whole going to hell and all that other stuff. They include metaphysics. I actually have a book here, The Revealing Word, a metaphysical term that was through Charles and Myrtle Fillmore. So anyway, one of the rallies, apparently there was a young man who was gay, and I think he had a skirt on, something like that. So I'm not sure if he had skirt or... Yeah, I think he did. Well, in one of the rallies, he was not allowed to wear that. They told him to go, change, because they didn't know how to deal with it. They felt uncomfortable. And this is not a judgment of Unity, so just everybody just really pay attention here, because we all have judgment, even those of us that are the most loving, even all those light workers. Oh, my God. But anyway, I digress. So anyway, from that experience, what they now do during the rally to honor young people who are gay, transgendered, lesbian, the guys wear skirt. And I wasn't thinking of even wearing one. I didn't even know about it. Well, I knew about it, but it didn't quite sink in. But when I got there, I really got it, why they do that. And then one of the boys said something. Well, while we were presenting, I said something, and the guy came over and gave me the skirt. I must admit, for first, there was a part of me that was like, oh, boy. But then I thought, I'm not defined by outfit. I'm not defined by my skirt. And it's true. Even though I had to confront myself for a minute, like, oh. And the thing is, in that moment while I was teaching, I was really, when I'm teaching, when I'm sharing, when I'm coaching, I am the most free. So the ego doesn't have time to play. The ego said, I'm out of here. He's off with the birds right now. And I put it on. Now, I did say, don't you dare put that on Facebook. But they did. And it's cool. I accepted it. I could untag myself. But, the truth is, and thank you, Celeste, for even me having to go there. It's like sometimes we define ourselves by what we wear, where we live, the kind of house we have, the money we have, the suburbs or the noburbs, and whatever, as Linda was saying earlier. But we are so much more than that. Now, the truth is, if somebody's going to call me, yeah, I know that brother's gay wearing a skirt in front of young people. Well, I can't do anything about that, because the truth is, that ain't my business. My business is to be clear about who I am. Somebody can say, well, he's not gay, he's just free like that. I can't do anything about that. It's not my business. So really, it was an opportunity to teach and an opportunity to just honor young people of all expressions and adults of all expressions. We're still struggling with that. Even those of us that are saying, let people marry who they want to marry. Some of us still have issues about it if we really break it down. But anyway, Celeste, it's supposed to be your time. Maybe that's why I didn't play your song. That must be why. Okay, you're listening to what I'm saying.
Hey, Hey, play my song, man.
Okay. Ooh, ooh. Hold on. My fingers are shaking. I can't find it. Don't, please don't hit me. All right, here's your song.
Thank you. I mean, I know it's your show and everything, but yeah, I'm going to step in my power. Because you
okay, why step into your power? Step into this. Hello, family. My name is Lesmore. Okay, go ahead. Do your thing. Nah, I'm
missing. He plays too much. Welcome. I know, right? Here we go. I'm about to give you some good news. Are you ready? What, did he leave me hanging? Okay, he must be ready for Good News Wednesday.
I moved out of the way. See? See?
No,
I moved out
I
your way, and you pulled me back
come
in.
Back. Come back. Come back.
How are we brothers going to really know how to deal with you sisters? You say, get out your chi, your that, and then you pull me. What you want? I'm here.
What I want to know is, are you ready for some good news?
Like you said at the beginning of the show, I was born ready. Now
no,
what?
That's right. I'm mute.
Wow. Okay, I'm muted.
Welcome to Good News Wednesday on the Ask Life Coach Today radio show. We are clear that what we focus on expands. If we want to be the change we want to see, then it's time to focus on news that make us smile instead of cringe. Every Wednesday, we'll be bringing you good news that you might not have caught in the mainstream media. Well, we're focusing on a new stream of love and light, starting now. Zora Ball, the 7-year-old mobile gaming app developer, stares out with a slight smile and knowing eyes. She is a creator. Zora is the youngest person to create a mobile app. It's unbelievable. She developed the game, and she is in the first grade. At only 7 years of age, Ball has created a full-version video game app using the Bootstrap programming language, which she has completely mastered, something she proved when she reconfigured her app upon request at the University of Pennsylvania's Bootstrap Expo. She attends a charter school in Philadelphia called the Heron Beast Institute of Science and Technology. Ball also attends one of the school's many after-school programs, the STEMnasium Learning Academy, which meets on Saturdays. And get this, she's currently being taught Mandarin. So there's a whole bunch of first graders in Philadelphia that can code mobile apps and speak Mandarin. Now it's your turn. What are you going to create? Go, Zora, go. So proud of her. I found this article off of a wall on FB, but the article originally comes from heavy.com. If you happen to hear of more good news like this one, inbox me on Facebook or email me at CelesteMorgan@hotmail.com. You can also reach me on the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan Fan Like page. You can find these and more good news also on goodnewsnetwork.org. Now, be sure to pass this good news on and be somebody's good news today. Life Coach Today, you have something you want to say about Missouri?
Well, you know, for me, I see it as a demonstration of what is possible. You know, yesterday with Carl Studner, we were talking about some of us learned through experience. And I think that's part of what's missing in the school system. And we all have to understand our learning style. And when we allow ourselves to learn the way we know how to learn, there's nothing we can do. I mean, for a 7-year-old to create an app, I mean, where's she going to end up? I mean, the sky's not even the limit. It's impressive. And it helps us see. I mean, for me, I see it rather than, oh, my God, I'm not doing anything with my life. It helps me see that all things are possible, you know. But I must focus on what makes me come alive. That's the thing.
Yeah.
If we focus on what makes us come alive, then there's nothing we can do. Because we will be focusing on what we need to do rather than trying to be with other people's business. Then we get... Did I just say business? I hope I didn't just say business. I think I did. Business. Oh, God.
It's okay.
African, British, Southern...
Ebonics.
Oh, Ebonics. Oh, Lord. I have to write my own book. The Story of a Global Citizen.
Yeah,
I love
thank
it.
Thank you for that.
Is that the title of your book?
Thank
because
you, thank
we're
you.
Working on that. All right, well, now get ready
I
for
am
your
not
story.
Writing
so
a book like
support?
That. I can tell you that right now. Working on a book, but I'm not going to be writing a story like that. Like you think I'm going to be writing. But yes. But anyway. Do I need to get out your lane now?
Yes.
Okay, good. I'm gone. Bye. I'll be right back.
Good. Now it's time for your spiritual weather report. I come bearing a number gift and trust you will be able to use these tools to embrace whatever is showing up in your life right now. The energy of the day is 5. Remember, the energy for this day is also the energy for the whole year. If you happen to be celebrating a birthday today, it's your lesson number. We remember Bob Marley today, an ambassador of love, telling us don't worry about a thing because every little thing is going to be all right. Love you, Bob. It's also Natalie Unforgettable Cole's birthday as well. 5 represents change. 5 is ruled by the planet Mercury. The communication planet Mercury, known as the thinking planet of intellect, can affect the way you think, communicate, and relate. It's known as the celestial messenger of the gods. Our 5th chakra is our throat chakra, and when it's balanced, you get to express yourself authentically from a place of power and love. 5 is also the bear in medicine cards, which reminds us to remember the power of our dreams and to stay focused on our introspective work, making the most use out of our hibernation and cave time to get to better know ourselves. The African Orisha of love, sensuality, and gold is Sweetwater Oshun, and her number is also 5. The 5th letter of the alphabet is E, and words like eternal, ecstasy, and elegance also connect us to the divine energy of number 5. Now, 5 is also the Hierophant, or the High Priest in tarot, and that's where we're going to put the spotlight today. The 5 Hierophant is astrologically connected to the sign of Taurus, which means we find grounding in our sacred expression and are invited to connect sensually with our own truths and ways of being. Traditional tarot speaks of the Hierophant as a high religious authority. Its purpose is to bring the spiritual down to earth. This is the card for leaders, and each of us get to choose whether we will bring heaven or hell on earth based on our perceptions of situations showing up in our life. Call neither good nor bad, and you find yourself with plenty of opportunities to simply love what is. When we do this, then all is truly well. And that's the story of 5, told through the Hierophant. I'll see you on Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern for the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. Thank you.
Thank you, thank you. I appreciate you, Celeste. You just have a way of weaving it all together.
Thank you.
Anything else you wanted to say before I tell you to go to your side of the room?
Well, I want to say to you, I thought you had a phenomenal week. You know, you talked about Veronica Conway. I mean, I think it was such an amazing way to bring in Black History Month, Love Month, all of us accepting that it's time for us to learn how to love what is. And then Carl Spittman made me look in the mirror and imagine that I was taking pictures. I saw my light after re-listening to him. And I'm looking forward to next week with Mimi Williams and Darnella Ford. You are going to be on fire next week, dude.
Yes, bring it.
That's a lot of women. Can you handle all that?
Come on now. Come on. I'm life coach. Hey, what are you talking about? I mean, come on. Well, I'm going to get stuck in this room. I won't be able to get out if I don't shut up now.
I know that's right. So wait, are you going to get out? Are you going to give us Valentine's Day every day, Life Coach Adair? You already do, but are you going to give us Valentine's Day every day next week since it's Valentine's Day week? You know what I'm saying.
Yeah, but I wouldn't even allow myself to answer that question because I hear some thoughts that's about to come out my head and I just don't want to share that. Because, you know, when you ask me, when anybody's asking me questions, I usually empty my mind and that's I hear all crazy stuff. Yes, every day's a Valentine's Day. So come on and let me love you up. Make sure you listen to Life Coach Ade. Don't go a day without Life Coach Ade, or you will never know love like he knows. Oh, God, stop it. See what you started? Go. Get away. I need to take a call.
Bye.
Get me in trouble. Yes. Okay. You're listening to the Ask Life Coach Ade radio show here on LifeConversationsRadio.com. The number to call is 347-426-3346. We're taking your calls. Call in now. That's the pseudo-serious side of me. Good luck. That can't even last. Well, depends on what I'm trying to do, really. But anyway, what are we talking about? Loving what is. You know, this whole process of growth is really less to do about learning something new, more about unlearning. And we unlearn by looking at what we believe. What do you believe about yourself? What do you believe about who you are, about life? And you got to challenge them. I mean, I won't tell you how to challenge it because you may need to do it that way. And I had an experience. Before I take a call, I want to share this experience. I had an experience this Sunday. I was driving with a friend, and we went up the exit ramp. And when we got up the exit ramp all the way to the top, well, kind of, it was elevated, so it was at the top. Funny enough, I would have thought they would have blocked the ramp before we get on it. Oh, I know why they did it. Oh, okay, I got it now. See, sometimes we start judging people and say, what they should have done is this. Why didn't they do that? But if we just take some time to think, we can see. But anyway, I won't even explain that to you because I would lose you if I try and explain it. But anyway, we got up and suddenly we saw this, they're called HERO in Atlanta. I think it means stands for Highway something something. I'll Google it. But the HERO truck was saying we couldn't go, and it's a one way. We couldn't go further. We have to turn around. And it was like, wow. So we turned around. Yeah, HERO. No, I'm trying to Google while I talk. Just slow down, buddy. Just slow down. Just take your time. They don't mind you telling them to hold on while you Google it. I think you have to do everything all at once. Dude, that's it. It's called the Highway Emergency Response Operators. And abbreviation is HERO, H-E-R-O. So the truck was up there. So you got that out your system. The truck was up there. I grabbed my whole self up. See what I'm dealing with, y'all? Pray for me. I'm too much for my own damn self. And so they told us to turn around. So we had to go the turn around on the one-way ramp. And I remember thinking, oh, my God, this feels weird. It felt weird because every time I go up the ramp, we're going south. Now we have to turn around. Well, we usually go north. But we have to turn around and go south just for a little while. But I felt my body responds. Like, wow, it's amazing. And really, my body was responding to it because normally, on that direction, I'm going south. But suddenly we had an opportunity to go north, and I had some kind of feelings in my body. What's the point? The point is there's some things that you believe that you haven't challenged because that's how it was. That's because your parents told you to do it. That's what society told you to do. That's what a spiritual teacher told you to do. That's what you read in a book. But you haven't. You never gave yourself a chance to do something different, to even go back and say, let me go against that and see what happens for me. You know, you got to become a life scientist, a spiritual archaeologist, where you unearth your own self and reveal yourself to yourself so you know what's running you, what's directing you, why you act a certain kind of way, because ultimately an unexamined life, is not worth living. And when you spend time examining your life, just observing, you ain't got time to be dealing with folks who ain't doing what they need to do. But you don't really know what folks need to be doing. You know, it's a tricky thing. I'm coming to you, Lori. It's a tricky thing with this work, particularly. I mean, there are other works like that. But this work about spirituality, it can come across as if those of us in the field, are telling you what to do. And there's some people that are telling you what to do. And there are times I'm telling you what to do. But ultimately, even if I'm telling you what to do, I just please beg you. Don't just take my words for it. Try it. If it doesn't work, it doesn't work for you. But if it resonates with you, then try it out. Experiment. This is an experiment. Don't take it too seriously. You've got to find what works for you. And people are not given that permission sometimes. So they feel they can leave a church or leave a spiritual center or read a book and say, I know what so-and-so said. I know what was written in a book. But for me, this is what works. You don't have to be defensive about it. Because the books, the shows, the tapes, the meditation is simply just an expression of somebody's perception. That's all it is. We're waiting for yours. Let's take a call. Let's go to Lori. I don't know why I'm doing Lori's voice, because I can't do Lori's voice, but I'm going to try. Hello, baby sis. This is Celeste's sister.
Hi, big brother. I love
you. Hey, little sister.
Hello. I just wanted to say I love love, and I thank God for you, because people come to you because we need healing, and a lot of the people that called in today, I could relate to a lot of things that they were going through, but I just wanted to say I love love. And for me, God has brought me to a place where I have to love him with all of my heart, mind, soul, and strength, and then I'll be able to love my neighbor as I love myself. So mm-hmm. I thank God for love, and I thank God for you, because you help us get through those rough times by breathing and remembering who we are and teaching us to follow our heart no matter what, because your heart will never lead you wrong. So I just love you. Thank you.
You're very welcome, Lori. Thank you so much. You're making me turn purple here, because black people don't turn red. We turn purple, you know.
You my brother, but you sexy chocolate, so I can just imagine you turning purple. Purple is royalty, okay?
Go ahead and break it down.
You are royal, brother. Trust and believe that. You are a royal brother, Ade. I love you so much.
I love you too, Lori. Thank you so much. somehow my hands want to go over my eye. Like, oh, stop it. Oh, come on, man. That's not very manly. Come on. Come on. Man up. What's wrong with you? I receive it as I go through my own madness. It's almost time to release the show. It's Wednesday. I get to take a break or not. I get to meet with Veronica tomorrow. Y'all pray for me. I'm going to have to deal with some stuff. But I can handle my stuff. But, you know, ultimately, through the silliness, I know it's good. My soul asks for it. I ask for it because I know there's so much more. And really, the process of growth of meeting with a counselor, a therapist, whoever you're meeting with, is really about just letting stuff go. Things that are holding you back, the monkeys that are on your back, is just letting them go. It's not for you to say, oh, my God, I knew I had that on my back. There's something wrong with me. No, there's something right with you. That's why you don't need that stuff anymore. Let it go. The things that we hold on to, we've used it to prop ourselves up because we think we need it. Mine was always working. I don't have enough time. I got to do this. I got to do that. I got to do that. It's got to be perfect. It's got to be perfect because I was trying to make myself be perfect. Now I'm realizing, dude, stop it. You're already perfect. So once you make that declaration and you see your beauty, you see your greatness, you see that you are love in action, you can start letting go of stuff. You can start taking it off. You know, it's like walking to a room and or you go out and you think, you know, it's going to be hot. And then you get like, oh, my God, it's kind of hot. You take your jacket off. I don't need this. And then you realize you don't need your sweater. Then you realize you don't need your, okay, yeah, you know, you take off whatever you need to take off. Let's see. So, yes. I want to thank you, and I want to ask you to share the show. Oh, wait. Don't share the show. No. Don't do that. Don't you dare share the show. No, I'm kidding. Well, no, I'm not. Let's keep this vulnerable self to ourselves, okay? Nobody needs to know about what we do here. Oh, please don't share it. Do what you will. As a matter of fact, if you don't feel like sharing it, so be it. If you feel like sharing it, so be it. Well, you know, I release and let go. Yeah, share the show so we can set each other free. It'll be nice to meet other free folks. Because you certainly, sometimes we do, we are vulnerable, we reveal ourselves, and we still meet some knuckleheads. And they just lunge into you while you're being vulnerable. There's a tear coming. It's like about to drop. And they say, are you getting ready to cry? Are you going to cry over that? Girl, please. Don't, you're too sensitive. And you just want to say, I want to smack you upside the head. Or brothers are like, you know, that really moved me. Don't trip about that, man. preferable? Nah, man. Listen, you do what you got to do. Because at the end of the day, you're going to go to bed with yourself. You're going to spend your life with yourself. And when you make your transition, what you're going to take with you is your consciousness. So at least, while you're on this planet right now, why not just make the choice to have a consciousness, a state of being, a way of being that makes you feel good about who you are. And even through the challenges, that if anything ever happens in your relationship, at your job, at your home, you can look back and say, you know what? I was true to myself. I gave my best. I spoke my truth. It was hard, but I told my own truth. I spoke my own truth. I was authentic. I was true to myself. It's all about loving what is. Wow. What a show, huh? Whew. Let's all take a breath together. Come on, let's hold hands. Come on, come closer. Actually, yeah, come closer. Let's touch shoulder to shoulder. Heart to heart. There's a song. Heart to heart. What's that song? Oh, that's Ricky's song. I don't have it. Soul to soul, something. I can't remember. I can't hear the words, but I said heart to heart. But I don't have that song, so I won't play that. I don't know what I'm going to play yet. But let's just get cold. Let's get closer energetically. And just know that you are perfect, just as you are. All is well, whatever you're moving through. Do the work, and the work really is about unlearning the BS of the past. And the real freedom is allowing yourself to play, allowing yourself to be creative. And even if you play 5 minutes in a month, that's good enough. 5 minutes in 6 months, that's enough. But just set the intention to increase it to 6, to 7, to an hour, to a whole week, to a whole month. Set the intention to play through life. That when you give of your energy, when you give of yourself, when you go to work, when you're parenting, that even if it's challenging, you're going to find something funny about it. You know? Speaking of play, join Ambassador Ferrer tomorrow. The play experience. It's time to perfectly love and appreciate yourself. 7 p.m. Eastern, liveconversationsradio.com. Friday, within radio, where you can find the Nutty Professor, Life Coach Ade, on Within Radio to find out more, inspirebroadcasting.com. And Friday at 12 p.m. Eastern, is it? Yeah, Friday, I will be hanging out with Donna DeLuca and Tara Antler. I think that's how to pronounce her last name. But Tara, if you're listening, she's not. But if you ever listen, I apologize. Talking about resource, well, my topic, my title, my theme is resource with source. You are one with the one, and if you're blocked, if wherever you're feeling blocked, you may want to open up some channel. You may want to let go of some stuff. You may want to ask yourself, how am I living my life? But join me if you can. If not, you're going to miss out. But there's always more. And the website address, I think, so let's post it earlier. And I'll post it on my Facebook page, on the fan pages. And it's, anyway. And then Sunday, Celeste Morgan. The Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan and the Life Conversations Radio Network at 8 p.m. Eastern. For the life of me, I don't even know why I do that. I just think it's cute. I love her voice, as you can tell. But it's just funny. It's just like, hello, family. I'm Celeste Morgan. And I'm getting out of here right now before I say anything else. We don't have time to play a song, but we will, because it will be on the archive. What are we going to play? I'm going to go for Makua Ray. It's a bit long, so if you want to listen to it, come back and listen to the archive. What do I need to say, Celeste? Anything else? Have I covered everything? And just out of the way? Thursday. I said Thursday. The play experience. And Celeste, well, I didn't say this. Celeste is going to be... A Thursday or Friday? Well, we'll post it. And Celeste is going to be on the teleconference as well, Telesummit. It's time to go. Yeah, if you're not friends with us on Facebook, you'll miss out. Thank you all for tuning in, everybody.
So I'm going to play this song. I don't care what the time is. Makore, Tap In. That's it. Tap In. There we go. Where is he now? Stop playing with me. Oh, man, Makore, you play too much. Oh, that's okay. You learn from me? Okay, that's good enough. I can't find it. Oh, I know. See, the perfect me, the one that wants to be perfect, is kind of annoyed right now. Here we go. I love you. I bless you. I appreciate you, and I thank God for you. Love is the essence of who you are. Self, you deserve it, and be loved. Makore, Tap In. Love is a current of energy, and it's flowing through you and me. Peace and blessings. Peace out, and peace in. See you on Monday live on Life Conversations Radio. I'm out.
There's this feeling within, I just got tapped in. It's been there all the while, patiently waiting for me to open up my heart and lighten up my load. I'm getting grounded in earth so my soul don't explode. Yes, love is a current of energy. Come on, tap into this frequency. It flows through you, it flows through me. Life from the sun is who we be. There's no static in the vibe. On rays of sunshine we rise. All dramatic circumstance is cleared away when we join the dance. In the moment you will see, breathing deep electricity. You channel stellar cosmic sound. As an instrument I found that love is a current of energy. Come on, tap into this frequency. It flows through you, it flows through me. Light from the sun is who we be. Be tapped in, 'cause that's what's happening. It feels so good to be tapped in, 'cause that's the only thing that's happening. Oh, oh, oh. Love is a current of energy. It flows through you, it flows through me. Light from the sun is who we be. Yeah, 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 yeah. Love is a current of energy. Love is a current. To this free.
There's this feeling within. I just got tapped in. It's been there all the while, patiently waiting for me to open up my heart and lighten up my load. I'm getting grounded in earth so my soul don't explode. Yes, love is a current of energy. Come on, tap into this frequency. It flows through you and it flows through me.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.